President here. We've got a request back from Harriman to let Comer go on with him to New Delhi and Kabul. Now, Comer's your man, and I'd feel out of check with you on this. My thought was that Comer's the best man to brief Luke Battle, and rather than have him spending time visiting other capitals, we need him back here. We're going to have a very hot period this next week on this matter that he's been working on. I'm inclined to suggest we bring him on back if you think well of it.
Oh, that's what I'd do, and I'd explain that to him. I'd say we'd like for him to have be able to go to the other capitals, but we've evaluated here, and the president feels that with these things coming up, that the man that's supposed to be handling them ought to be here.
Right, right.
And that if he needs to go back to see those places a little later on, he'll do it, and they ought to, Averill ought to quit doing that kind of stuff. He knows it.
Well,
I imagine it's just a Carl Rowan deal. Don't you imagine wanting to travel some?
I suspect so. We haven't had anything from Averill on the substance of his mission since he received our instructions. So we'll be expecting something from him today on that.
All right.
Pretty rough. The second day's discussions are pretty rough, apparently. But if it's like dealing with the Russians, the third day is the time when we might move towards some agreement of some sort.
What? I guess everything of operations are off now for a day or two.
That's right, but you'll be interested in a message just come in that that another ship has been found and sunk. This is a 60-meter ship, and so we'll get information on that. That might make things pretty simple.
How does that compare with the other one?
The other one was somewhat larger, but this one had reported about 30 people in black uniforms on the deck just prior to the strike. And the vessel was reported burning and sinking, and and it's in mangrove swamps along the shore, and the local junk force now is moving in on it. 60 meters, that's 180 feet. So it looks like we may have a good bag there, so we'll try to get information on it right away.
Dean, I wish you would think about what we said last night and try to write down other suggestions that we might do and have us a checklist like we do at a press conference before when we're planning for one question we might get. So when we meet with the military and USIA and the others, that we can think of additional things we can do in South Vietnam. I think that if we'll just try to keep them busy there, it'll be kind of helpful to us.
Bob, Matt and I are having lunch alone today to go over just as many of these things as we possibly can, see if we can get our minds really focused on.
And who isn't supposed to be in head of your task force, Unger?
Bill Bundy is head of it, and is spending most of his time on it.
Forrestal used to be head of a task force on Vietnam, but I thought that Unger,
Unger's deputy to Bill Bundy, and he's spending most of his time on this, too, but Bill is really in charge of it.
All right, okay.
Thank you.